And welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Clothes, a podcast where each week I sit down with my guests to talk about their relationship with clothing. This week, my guest is, do you prefer Jess or Jessica?
It depends if you're being fancy or not.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, I think Jess is probably okay.
So my guest is Jess Lothar, who is a self-described quirky individual who drinks a lot of coffee and believes that you can never have too many florals. You want to say hi, Jess?
Hello.
Anything you'd like to elaborate on, or do you feel like that paints a good picture of yourself?
I feel like that paints a pretty good picture of me. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so first things first, can you tell me about your current outfit?
So right now I'm wearing an outdated, several seasons old, pull-on Old Navy dress. Stripes.
Yes, some nice vertical stripes. Yeah,
very, like, linen-y inspired. Very good for the weather.
Yeah, I was joking with some coworkers last night about how I feel like I've come into, like, that, like, 60-year-old woman aesthetic of just, like, loose linen.
Yeah.
In my late 20s.
I very much relate to
that. Where it's like, I just want to be comfortable. I want to wear breathable fabric.
Yeah. Is she wearing a bra under that? I don't know. It's just light.
It's a mystery.
She looks so breezy.
Yeah. My previous outfit that I tried this morning, because there was like three different outfits and I landed on this one. One involved head to toe linen. It just didn't look quite right for me, or I didn't like feel right.
You didn't feel in the vibe.
Yeah. Is that how you, would you say you dress similarly? Of like.
Yeah. Like I can sit down and be like, or like the night before, I try and do the night before outfit plan thing. And then I'll get up in the morning and be like, no, I can't do that. Like it really depends on like.
Yeah.
My mood in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Because I do something similar. Will you, like, actually take the garments and, like, try to put them together? Or is it just, like, putting it together in your mind?
I'll hang them.
You'll hang them?
Yeah.
I love it. Will they get hung on, like, the back of your door?
Yeah, I'll hang them up and, like, or on my little rack there and just, like, look at them.
Yeah.
For the best, yeah.
And then you put it on the next day and you're like, no.
Absolutely not. I'm wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah, for me, it is, I'll try to, like, put the outfit together in my mind, and I'm like, that looks right. Mm-hmm. But, of course, I somehow, like, forget the proportions or, like, things sit differently than I've, like, concocted in my mind. And then you put it on, and you're like, oh, that's not right.
Yeah. That's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So would you say that this linen dress is typical of what you wear, or?
I think if I'm, like, casually just, like, hanging at home or, like, going to the market or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll wear something like this.
Yeah. It's a very good, like. Even, like, after work, weekend outfit, where you're just, like, breezing along.
Yeah.
Having a time.
Yeah, pretty easy.
All right. What has been your relationship with clothing?
I think I've always, like, really loved the idea of, like, trying new trends and, like, wearing all sorts of things. Yeah. So I've always, like, I love shopping and, like, window shopping and doing all that stuff.
Would you say you're an early adopter to trends? Like, if something new comes out, just like, oh, okay.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. No. Like, I don't know. I find it really challenging to do trendy stuff because it's, like, you see, like, trends on certain bodies and, like when they're advertised or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, I have a hard time relating to a lot of that.
Yeah.
But, so I tend to navigate towards things that are, like, safe, but, like, quirky.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know. I'm doing, like, a minimalist look. Like, I probably won't go to, like, Frank and Oak and buy something.
Yeah.
But I would do, like, an H&M version of it, you know?
Fair, yeah. Like, low risk in the budget. And who knows what the reward will be.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah. So the word quirky's come up a couple times. How would you describe quirky? Because I feel like that can be a very subjective term.
Yeah, I think quirky for me is, like, anything outside, like, a status quo.
Yeah.
Like, weird. I love using the word weird to describe things. Like, just the things that, like, make you kind of think in a, like, an unexpected way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would that look like to you?
In terms of, like, an outfit? Or
yeah.
Fashion? Yeah. Definitely, like, pushing the boundaries on, like, how bad things clash.
I love,
like, polka dots and plaid, like.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just, like, how, like, I think that's the art school scene.
Like, the gauche, very gauche.
Yeah, just pushing it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that, like, art student uniform where you're, like,
this is what's clean right now.
Yeah, I feel like so much of who I am as an adult was formed by being in art school, where people are like, you look so nice today. I'm like, thanks, I showered. Like, that was just, like, I feel like that was a constant greeting at NASCAD, was just, like, you look nice today. I was like, thanks, I showered.
Yeah.
Or, like, it was a lot of, also, the answer would be, I brushed my hair.
Or, like, I wore tinted moisturizer today.
Yeah, it's, like, bottom of the barrel, like... You have put, basic effort in what, like, a lot of other people would consider just, like, standard routine.
Basic hygiene.
It's
just, like, yeah. It's like,
oh, no, this is, like, effort for me.
Yeah.
Bathing is self-care when you're in art school.
It's too true.
Oh, I feel like bathing is self-care just when you're a student. And maybe that carried over from when I was a student of just, like, going into my master's. It still was just, like, I haven't eaten, I haven't showered in, I don't know how long, I need to do this. Like, yeah. That's just, like, basic taking care of yourself, but it's, like, this is self-care.
This is, like, so political.
I am, like, taking time for myself to make sure that, like, I am clean.
It's too true.
Yeah.
I think it's, that goes for, like, just living within, like, a very strict budget and, like, really learning to pare things down.
Yeah.
Like, self-care can be... If you define what it is.
Yeah.
But when you, like, have a limited budget.
Yeah.
You, this is what it has to be.
Yeah. Like. Yeah, it has to be, like, just, like, basic, like, care, self-care, like, skincare routines and things like that. Like, skincare has become a big part of a lot of people's, like, self-care routine, where it's just, like, taking the time to, like, make sure you're, like, cleansed and moisturized and face masked and whatever, and it's not even, like, going out and buying, like, fancy treatments or, like, anything like that. You're just, like, I bought a mud mask.
I've gotten really into, like, natural skincare in the last 6 months.
Same.
Like, it feels so luxurious.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not buying, you're not buying, like, $80 serums. You're like,
no.
Almond oil on my face.
Like,
it feels so good.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, all the oils. All the oils. All right, so you've talked about this a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you think your clothing says about you?
That's such a hard question. I was, like, after you, like, invited me to do this, I was, like, talking to a friend. I was, like, I don't know why she's asked me, because I don't feel like anything I wear is, like, very exciting. And I think that maybe, like, answers the question in a way. Like, I tend to be pretty...
Yeah.
I wear things that I think look pretty, like, either the print or the cut or, like, that make me feel pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super into that. So I think the things that I would choose to put on my body... would reflect that I'd, like, I'd hope they would reflect that I'm, like, confident. Or, like, feel not necessarily required to, like, look a certain way. It's hard. That's a hard, like, such a hard question to answer.
Oh, yeah. The next episode that's coming out with Veronica, I asked her that question, and she was, like, what do you think my clothing says about me? And I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, like, whoa, wait. I'm interviewing you. Like,
who is asking the questions?
Yeah.
But it definitely is difficult because, like, if I have that turned on me, I'll be like, I don't know.
I have no idea. Like, maybe, like, today's, like, a good day. Like,
yeah.
I, like, washed my face and, like, put on a dress that makes me feel pretty.
Yeah.
So I would think that would, like, project off of me, but, like, mm-hmm. some days I'll wear, like, just shit, or, like, my gym clothes, and be like, oh, I feel like a sweaty bag of bags, like, I don't want anybody to look at me, and I feel like that kind of air would project off.
Do you find, because, like, we are both on, like, Monday to Friday routines, and I don't know what time you start work, but, like, I start at 8, so, like, and it's, like, a 45-minute commute for me, so, like, I'm getting dressed at, like, before 7 o'clock in the morning, where you're not a person yet, and so I don't know if you find this where, like, you think of an outfit and you're like, maybe I'll wear that tomorrow, and then of course your mood changes, so you're just like, nope, I have to spend another 5 minutes figuring this out, and then you hit a point where you have to, like, I have to, like, walk away from my closet, like, wash my face or, like, go put the kettle on and, like, come back and be like, this is fine,
we're doing this, like, is commitment.
but it's the most, like, apathetic commitment where it's just like, these are clothes,
because
I don't know about you, but, like, I aspire to be, like, to, like, feel good about my outfit and, like, feel pretty or confident or whatever kind of, like, self-affirming phrase you want to use, and be like, yeah, like, this is who I want to be today, this is how I want to present myself today, and then some days you're just like, ugh, like, this clothing.
Yeah, I struggle with that a lot because, like, my job is, I don't see people in my job. Like, people are navigating the space around me, but I don't interact with people, really. So I could get away with just wearing, like, the lowest end of the dress code spectrum.
Yeah.
And be fine. And so that's not really very inspirational for me. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I think clothes are really fun, but in that atmosphere, I'm like, literally whatever. Like, I could
care less. When you say you don't interact with people, is it that you don't, you mentioned that you don't interact with clients, but are you interacting with, like, your colleagues and coworkers?
My team at work is really small.
Yeah.
We're a team of 4 people. 2 of them are in Montreal.
Oh.
And 1 of them is in London. So I'm the only one in the Toronto office in my core team. And then we've got, like, this overarching team that kind of is, like, around. But I don't have to talk to them.
Yeah.
I can sit by myself in the corner, like a true introvert. And
oh, my gosh.
Just, like, Mr. Burns all day. And it's fine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. So there's not even that kind of, like, because I have my department that's about 4 full-time people, and then there's, like, seasonal staff and stuff, so there's that interaction, but then there's also that interdepartmental interaction for me of, like, such, like, office life where you're, like, and we, like, bump into each other getting coffee, or we, like, bump into each other getting, like, in the break room, like, in the lunch room, that kind of thing, and so there are those opportunities to, like, for, like, chit-chat and to be, like, oh, I like your shoes, or...
There's, like, a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I've really been trying to, like, push myself as far as, like, social interaction, because I am so, like, a lot of people don't get my humor sometimes, like, because I am so, I can be very abrupt and, like, very sarcastic, and corporate world
I feel like that's, love that. Yeah, yeah, I feel like that's why we worked well together that one summer.
I think so. We're like, I can't tell if Gabby's making a joke, so she probably is, like, you know, like.
yeah, and it was just, oh, those were such intense days, because we worked at a summer camp together where I was, like, the camp's coordinator, and you, I think, were essentially my assistant was your title. I don't know.
Minion.
But you were just like, oh my gosh, I was so happy with that pairing, because I'm a photographer and you're a printmaker, and so we're, there's, like, not the hierarchies, but just, like, the personality types of artists, and photo and printmaking are so particular, because we're very step-based and process-based in our practices, and so, like, we have to be very organized, and so when I came in, I already was, like, I think I was in my position for, like, a week or two, and then you came in, so I'd already been, like, organizing the supply room and stuff, and then you were just, like, yes, organization, and I was, like, thank God!
This is going to be fine.
Yeah, it was just, like, and this is how, I was, like, so this is kind of what I'm feeling, and you're, like, yeah, I'm with you, and I was, like, yes! So, yeah, we just, like, gelled very well, and, yeah, our senses of humor.
They're very similar.
Yeah. Whereas, yeah, I feel like other people on the team would have been, like, what?
Wait, that's not funny.
Yeah, we'd be like, no, it's hilarious.
But that's, like, the funniest thing I've ever said. Yeah.
Yeah. I also think we were just, like, so delirious from, like, by the end of every day.
Like, our own practices, like, leading into the summer, like, yeah. I don't know what it was like for you this semester before, but I remember, like, 12-hour days in the studio, like, not eating, like, just being, like, absolutely delirious.
Because I think that was third year going into fourth year for me, because I had to be a returning student, because I was being paid by, like, Canada Council funding, basically, or something like that, Jobs Ontario, Jobs Canada, and, yeah, what was third year for me? Third year was just rough for me, so, yeah, going into that job was just, like, I think I had also been, oh no, I had been unemployed for like a month before that.
So you were like,
going stir crazy.
How do you work? Like,
please employ me. Since we're on the topic of like art school, how is that transition? Like, we are both like years out of school.
I don't like to think about that.
How was that? I don't know. How was the transition of going from like student life and I guess very much more casual and like your own rules, I guess, into much more like just like into like the workforce but then also on top of that like a more corporate workforce where like you do have a dress code and there are expectations and things like that.
It was actually kind of seamless for me, to be honest, because when I graduated I worked what was I doing when I graduated? I was working retail when I graduated. good old Scotia Square.
Scotia Square.
Yeah, so that was easy. And they kind of dictate, like, what you can wear in retail. Like, you have to wear what's in season in the store. And then when I left that job, I was working reception at Centennial Pool.
Okay.
And the dress code there was also really casual. So I ended up wearing, like, a lot of the same stuff I'd wear to school.
Yeah.
And then after that job, I got thrown into the corporate world with the company I'm with now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, a huge... That was huge for me.
Yeah.
It was, like, so easy. I could literally wear whatever I wanted. And then all of a sudden, it was, like, you have to meet corporate standards.
Yeah.
And I struggled with that because I love wearing, like, really short, like, fun summer dresses. And,
mm-hmm.
like, short shorts and sandals and all. You can't really wear a lot of that in corporate world.
So no.
I ended up, like, overhauling my wardrobe, buying dress pants and Oxford shoes and, like, just
all yeah.
this, like, polyester.
Oh. Like,
just to try and fit in. And I found it really challenging because, like, with the company I'm at, there are, like, standard dress code things. Nothing's super spoken
yeah.
to. So I was like, what even are the limits? Like, where are they? What can I push?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's one thing also coming from retail where because they are so specific. And granted, I think different bit companies are
yeah.
more or less specific. But I had one retail job where they were like, I literally got like a 15-page booklet of oh. like, what was allowed, what colors were allowed, and, like, different garments, like, photos of garments and where you could purchase them to, like, be in dress code.
Jesus.
Danier leather. It doesn't exist anymore. I can...
No, that's so funny, because my manager at the job that I had in Scotia Square was yeah. coming from Danier, and so I do think that a lot of the rules that she pushed on us...
Was coming from Danier.
For sure.
So, like, I was so overwhelmed, because I had come yeah. out of art school where I was wearing whatever I wanted, and then it was, like...
You have to buy the $300 leather coat.
I have 3 leather coats. I will never buy another leather coat in my life.
No.
But yeah, and then, like, even on top of, like, the expectation of the leather was, and purchasing those garments was just, like, you, I think they used to have, like, the expectation was you can wear black denim, and then there was, like, alternating, people could wear, like, blue denim, and I was like, I'm just gonna wear black and white and, like, make my life very simple.
For sure.
But then within that, I don't know if you felt this, from working retail, where because it's so prescriptive, you kind of have to, like, figure out where you can, like, inject yourself yeah. into it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun, whereas I find, because my current dress code, it's basically, like, you're clean and you're presentable. Like, I can wear Blundstones to work, and it's fine.
Amazing.
And so it's just kind of like, oh, it's kind of just whatever I want to wear, but, like... I think I make my own rules because it's for like, sure. don't wear sundresses to work. Like I see, I'm observing everyone else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Like you're wearing that. I don't know if I'd wear that. Like I hate wearing like running sneakers to work.
Yeah.
That's
like in air quotes, a look right now. Like wearing sports shoes.
Yeah. I've never liked the look of it. It's just, I think the line of it to me just looks clunky.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't do that, but, like, I do have coworkers who do, but they're also, like, teaching classes, right. and they're on their feet, so it makes sense to be in comfortable shoes, whereas I'm just like, no, I'm in an office, like, I'm not wearing sneakers, I can look nicer than that.
For sure.
But then, like, my knee injury will, like, act up sometimes because I wear not good shoes.
You're like, I need pragmatic.
Yeah, and then I'm right like, ugh, I have to wear these stupid sneakers for the next 3 days.
I struggle with that because, like, I run a lot.
Yeah.
And I, like, love swimming and doing just, like, very... Well, swimming is not demanding, but typically pretty demanding things for
yeah.
my joints. And so I'll be, like, 6-inch heels at work for a week straight and,
oh
like,
gosh.
Run a couple miles. And for the next 2 weeks, I'm like, okay, I have to wear flats. Like,
yeah.
I have no choice.
Yeah.
So stubborn.
So how do you find for your current job, how do you find ways to, like, inject your own personality into a very strict dress code?
Really... quirky heels. I love heels. I think that's, I tend to wear a lot of, like, neutrals at work, so that's how I throw something, like, weird into my outfit.
Yeah.
And then I, like, love lipstick.
So, oh, so good.
Yeah, so I'll do something with lipstick. And then the other thing I try and do is wear my hair, like, in a crazy top knot, or,
yeah.
like, not, like, calm my curls down.
Yeah.
And wear, like, something really, like,
conservative and nice, and then wear quirky heels and have crazy hair. It's like my, I like love that. So
that just, I don't know why this quote stuck in my mind. Did you ever interact with Heather Rappard at NASCAD?
The name is so, of course, the name is so familiar.
Yeah, of course. she was in one of my first year courses, and I just remember one day she just had like the most chill energy to her. And I remember one day she told me, I think I complimented her on her outfit, and she was just like, as long as your hair and your shoes look like you know what you're doing, everything else will just fall into place.
I'm a huge proponent of that.
Yeah. I think of that probably once a month.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hair's good, shoes good, body, who cares?
Who gives a shit? I've always, like, thought that. Like, you can wear the weirdest things. Like, I can clash patterns, whatever, look like I literally rolled out. As long as your lipstick's on point,
yeah,
your hair looks purposeful, like, people are gonna think, like, she did that on purpose. Like, yeah. Look how trendy she's being.
Yeah, and yeah, with, like, how far you can push, like, the gaucheness of, like, clashing patterns or whatever. I feel like sometimes the further you push it, the more people are just like, maybe it's not for me, but, like, I respect this.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you're like, literally, this is the only thing that was clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Are there any particular combinations you remember of, like, throwing very gauche things together and being like, it's a look?
My favorite thing that I've ever worn, and I deleted the picture from my Instagram, but was this, like, black and white, like, 80s-inspired floral mini dress. Like, a button all the way down the front.
Yeah.
And I used to wear this, like, velvet cap sleeve crop top over it. And it was, like, it created this, like, empire waist on the dress. And then I'd wear, oh, it's not in the room, but this, I have it in the other room, this, like, red men's flannel shirt over top, like, with a collar and, like, the sleeves rolled up. And then I used to wear it with, like, thigh-high black socks. And it's, like, thinking back on it, I'm, like, that's nuts. But I, like, just, I loved it so much. Yeah.
I feel like you would be very trendy, because I think, like, late 80s, early 90s fashion is just, like, having a hard comeback.
For sure.
Which I don't know how I feel about it.
Like, that grungy
kind of
look, yeah.
Well, it's, like, this, like, grunge is having a comeback, but then also with, like, this interesting, I feel like, almost genderless or unisex.
Like, mom jeans. Like, the Levi's kind of look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about it either. I see it on some people, and I'm like, that looks dope. Like, you look so cool.
It's all the OCAD students.
Okay, so I'm, like, still drawn to my art student friends. Yeah, I'm like, okay, cool.
Except I feel like, I didn't really prescribe to, I guess, like, the artist uniform aesthetic at NASCAD. Of, like, just like somehow seeming, black. All black, or, like, with a flannel, or, like, a denim button-up, and just, like, but open, and just, like, so effortless. I never fit into that. And so I still, like, seeing OCAD students specifically, it's just like, I'm still not cool enough for you.
Oh, sin. I was thinking since moving here, like, I really thought that, like, NASCAD had a unique look, because I'd never seen it before, right? And then, like, moving here, that art look is everywhere.
Yeah.
Like I feel like you could go to Emily Carr out west, and, like, the students would look exactly the same.
I feel like even at ACAD, which I feel like ACAD would probably be the outlier, because it's in Alberta, but I feel like even then it probably would still be, like, all black with a flannel or denim, and probably blonde stones are big out there.
When I lived in Calgary for a couple of months last year, and they have this, like, above ground subway train that they call the C train. It's, like, a glorified streetcar, really, but I remember taking it, because I lived north of the university, and then I'd have to take the streetcar through university town to get to work in the core, and you could see, like, the students that would start to get on the car, you were like, you go to ACAD, you're a painter, you do this, like, it's just, I just love that so much. I think it's so funny.
Yeah. Do you think that you can kind of tell people, like, not only that they're an art student, but, like, down to their practice or major or what have you?
That's hard. I think at NASCAD I probably could have.
Yeah.
Now that I'm so removed from it, I'm like, I don't. But I do think painters, among any other discipline, you can tell.
Oh, well, because they're covered in paint.
Okay,
like,
but...
duh.
Okay, Gabby, okay. But, like...
expand,
like,
say more.
Like, I feel like painters tend to wear, like, a lot of layers. Because they're, like, active and, like, doing things where, like, you or I, like, we would dress maybe, like, for that studio day. Where the rest of the time we'd be in prep, so we could kind of wear, like, less...
Yeah.
Active, accommodating.
Yeah.
Clothing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Painters, I feel like, just look like, they always look kind of disheveled.
Yeah, painters definitely always have layers on. So they can, like, put them on, take them off, whatever. Yeah, did you ever have, like, your printmaking uniform? Whether it was, like, a specific outfit or just kind of, like, a combination or a formula?
Always been so stubborn and, like, tend to overdress. So I'd be printmaking in, like, it wasn't until, like, the end of my degree that I'd be, like, okay, you have to wear a t-shirt because I'm going to fucking ruin it. But at the beginning, like, the first 3 years of that degree, I would wear, like, I would wear this to print in, or, like, my favorite dress ever, and would, like, wear it to the studio and just hope to fucking God that I had my shit together that day, and, like, just hope the apron covered it all up.
Yeah.
Just, like, so stubborn, printing in a mini skirt, and, like...
Yeah. I feel like in textiles and photo, to some degree, you could get away with, like, those kinds of outfits, because, like, the only concern for photo was, like, chemistry getting on your clothing, and also, like, in your eye, but, like, that's a whole other thing.
Like, minor.
Whatever. Witness. And then in textiles, it was similar where, like, if you are weaving, you're fine. You're fine, dude. You mostly just want to be comfortable so you can, like, sit for 4 hours at a time. And then...
Like, if you're dyeing something.
But if you're dyeing or printing, like, similarly to printmaking, where it's just, like, there's just, like, goo everywhere, who knows, and you're just, like, I don't know about you. Yeah, you're sweating. And then, like, I don't know about you, but, like, when you put an apron on, you're just, like... Wipe it here, just, like, across my body.
Like, it's not gonna go through. This isn't fabric. Like,
cotton isn't porous.
I don't, I relate to that really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how, I don't know if it's, like, the same in photo. It must be. We always had in print, like, you have, like, your dirty hand and your clean hand. So you got really good at, like, really, like, localizing the mess. Like, one hand would be really inky, and you'd get really good at doing everything, like, with one hand.
In photo, it was more dry wet.
Ooh, yeah.
And so it was either tongs or gloves. Mm-hmm. So, like, sink, wet. And larger, dry.
Right.
Nair the two shell, well, like, wet does not go too dry.
Yeah.
Because there's also electronics over there.
So science, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing they don't tell you about art school, is, like, there's a lot of science and math in it.
Like, the amount of, like, dangerous... fire situations I got myself into, or, like, acid burn situations I got myself into, like, they don't tell you that when you sign up to go to school.
No, except every semester we'll start with, so this is how you will poison yourself slowly.
Don't be a dummy.
This is how you can also impale yourself on things, or, like, mortally wound yourself.
I don't have feeling in one of my fingers because I gouged it so hard 1 year with, like, a wood cutting tool.
Oh my gosh!
Which is basically this, like, V-shaped knife.
Oh, yeah. It's basically, I assume it's just, like, a lino tool, exactly, but, like, more intense because, like, it's wood.
Yeah.
Like, oh, gosh.
They don't tell you any of that.
No, and, they, like, really don't.
NASCAD's, like, health and, well, I'm not gonna shit too hard, but, like, the cleanliness in general of the studio, you're cutting yourself open.
Yeah.
And you're in this studio where there's, like, acetone and, like, all these chemicals around, and you're like,
oh,
this is me now.
Yep. Yeah, I once we worked with soda ash, which is just like, so it's like you have your oh my gosh, your, like, ventilator mask thing with, like, the screw-in filters. So you have your mask, you have your goggles, you have your plastic apron. Every so often there's, like, rubber and plastic aprons. And your gloves, and you pray to God they, like, go up past the elbow. I think mine didn't. And there was just, like, an inch or 2 inches of open skin between my sleeve and my glove.
And I was, like,
yeah. And I was in the dye box, which is, like, this lucite box with two armholes in it. Yep. Like, the most science movie looking thing. And so I was, like, carefully mixing my water into my soda ash to paste it up. And then I just, like, moved my arm, and it just, like, drizzled down the glove and just, like, on my arm. And it wasn't a high concentration, but I was just, like, that doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel good. So it's just, like, what does Wimis tell you? And I was, like, take off glove, run underwater. I don't have any, like...
You don't have any scars.
No, I don't have a scar from it. But it's just, like,
ooh. Yeah, you need a wiggle thinking about that. Ugh.
Yeah, not good. All right, do you have any personal fashion rules?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think a lot of my fashion rules are... They're definitely, like, self-imposed. I tend not to, like, live by, like, the overarching...
Like, whatever Vogue or fashion magazines are saying.
Like, don't mix prints or whatever, obviously. so you can listen to that. I think I have this like silly rule in my head where if I'm wearing black bottoms,
yeah,
I will not wear a colored top. Like I won't wear like a pink shirt if I'm wearing black pants. Like it needs to be a pattern, it needs to be black, or it needs to be like a plain white shirt if I'm wearing black bottoms. Like it,
that's interesting.
It's so, I don't know where it came from. And it's really annoying because I have these like beautiful like black skirts or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't wear anything with them.
Do you think you will ever try to like break that habit of yours? Or are you just like, nope, this is my box. I will stay within it.
I tried to. The other day I went to the mall and tried to find this like a shirt to wear with this midi length black silk skirt that I have. And like spent like hours just looking around and finally settled on a black tank. Like, I don't think I'll ever break out of that rule because I'm, like, very comfortable wearing all black.
Yeah. So. Where do you think that comes from, of that you will, like, not wear, like, a solid colored top with black bottoms?
I think it's because I like, love pattern too much. So I, like, try and find something. So if it is, like, too simple of an outfit, I'll always throw something clashing on over top, like an overshirt that's striped or
whatever. Yeah. Oh, so is it just that, like, because it's like color blocking?
Simple. Yeah, color blocking, I guess, exactly. Like, I want something, like, interesting in there.
Interesting. Do you ever, like, inject, like, more flair through, like, accessories? Or will it always be, like, another garment will get added on, or...
It's always another garment. I, like, want to be that person who wears, like, statement jewelry.
Yes!
It's so hard.
I feel like maybe that will be, like, in our late 30s, because mm-hmm. we're already wearing the linen now, which is, like... but I think because I interviewed women, like, 65 and older last year for my thesis, and I, for, like, a brief time worked at a store that was very, the clientele was very much, like, affluent, middle-aged women. And so it's, like, linen, flowy garments, statement jewelry.
So it's coming, is what you're talking
about. Like, that's what I think. Like, I feel like that is just, like, to each their own, ultimately. Not everyone is going to be, like, this is who I am, but probably because we are artists and, like, creatively inclined, that it's just, like, it is just inevitable. Like, Armand teases me about that so much. And at first I rejected it so hard. Yeah. And I think this year I've been like, I accept my destiny whenever that comes about.
That will be me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's when I stop owning denim.
Yes. Or like denim that's like, has like any sort of casual air to it. Like
yeah.
When you start owning crisp denim.
I feel like denim nature is not, like, crisp.
Oh, man. I have this pair of jeans from Banana Republic.
Yeah.
Are, like, crisp denim. They're my Casual Friday pants.
Is that a thing at your work, Casual Friday?
Thing. That's a thing.
Do you just, like, lose your mind?
No, because it's still business casual. Like, the only difference is you're allowed to wear dark denim fitted, no holes.
Yeah.
No drama.
That's so funny. But they're still, like, it's still so prescriptive. But it's like, but you could wear dark denim.
Ooh, yeah.
Do a lot of people capitalize on that? Or, like, do they take advantage of it? Or?
I know I personally, like, really take advantage of
it. Yeah.
Some people do. I love seeing, like, men's fashion at work on Casual Fridays. Because it goes from, like, that, like, ankle dress pant is super trendy right now in, like, men's.
That, like, Tom Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it goes from that to, like, a fitted jogger, like, with the elastic at the bottom.
Yeah.
And, like, a really quirky pair of, like, obviously very expensive running shoes.
Yeah. Toronto loves its, like, Nikes and whatever else.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Men's fashion, I think, because, like, it's just so, like, it's not marketed towards me, so I find it fascinating. And then, like, I think it's also because, like, men's clothing, I think it seems like there's less options, mm-hmm. and so it's fun to see, like, my favorite thing is on my morning commute, because I go all the way down to Union, so mm-hmm. we, like, go past, like, the business and financial district, and so it's just, like, seeing all the men in, like, their suits, but it's, like, what fabric do you have, what shoe do you wear, what tie, what, like, socks, pocket squares.
Yeah.
Ties, socks, pocket squares, it's just, like, who, what does this say about you?
I love it, yeah.
It's so good.
I love it. I think it's different, too, because I don't see that men's fashion is really marketed to certain bodies either. It's just like, this is men's fashion.
Yeah.
Wherein, like, air quotes, women's fashion is like, this is what you wear if you're this body or doing this type of task.
Yeah.
And so I think it's so interesting because in a way it seems like more minimal. And so, like you said, like, you kind of, they seem to only really add personality in these
very specific ways.
Yeah.
So, like, seemed, like, so thought out. I mean, I don't want to give, like, too much credit, but...
Yeah. But, yeah, I think because, like, there's somehow more rules, they have to find different ways to, like... Similar to, like, my Danye dress code, where it's just, like, you have such prescriptive rules. So it's just, like, okay, so, like, how am I going to, like... I think that was when I started to get more into makeup.
Yeah.
Was because I had to wear all black, and I hate wearing all black.
Yeah.
I need color in my outfits. And so I was just, like, where can I do this? And I was, like, my face.
Exactly. Yeah.
My lipstick. So I got into, like, not just, like, oh, this is, like, a nice red lip. It was, like, let's get into, like, purple and, like, oranges and, like, weird shades.
I love that.
Yeah. My purple is very much my winter color.
Like a dark maroon.
Almost like plummy.
Ooh.
Like yeah. That. I love that lipstick so much. My summer goal is like a nice coral. I have a lot of oranges and a bright pink, but it's just like, I want a good coral.
You want that like juicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That like summer lip. Do you have any other personal fashion rules?
No, I struggle with proportions a lot.
Yeah.
I'm very cognizant of, like, the way I think things look on my body. So I have a lot of, like, rules that I've created in my head about, like, what looks good on my body. And I tend not to deviate away from that. So I won't wear, like, those trendy sack dresses. Or, like...
Really? Yeah. I feel like you would look good in that.
See, thank you. Yeah. And I think... That's part of, like, our culture and, like, being a woman and having a body.
Those pesky bodies getting in the way.
So I think there's things like that I think come from a more, like, critical place. But, like, silly rules. Like, I won't wear, like, running shoes
this
fashion. I won't wear, like, my exercise clothes as fashion.
No.
I won't, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the rules that I have in my head are, like, they don't make any sense. I feel like I don't want to say them out loud. They're so silly. Like, mixing too many layers, I guess, is one of them. Like, I won't wear, like, a flowy blouse and a jacket. I'll, like, choose to freeze that day. Like, you know, like,
just... Yeah. Or if you choose to wear the jacket and it's too hot out, you're like, nope, I'm just going to boil to death.
I chose to wear this jacket.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen the meme that goes around on, like, Facebook and Instagram for every so often where it's just, like, I saw one recently where it was, like, when you put an outfit on and, like, you say you're too hot, someone's like, well, take your jacket off. And you're like, no, this is a look.
This is a look. Capital.
Yeah.
A-L.
Yeah. Like. I remember last spring I was going to a friend's show opening and... I was so pleased with this outfit because I was like, I did not expect this to look good. But it was like my dark jeans, like skinny jeans, sneakers. I have this like little white button up with like little cap sleeves. Mm-hmm. I do not care for cap sleeves, but I've had this shirt forever that I'm like, ugh, whatever. And then I put my leather jacket on, this like little femme moto jacket.
I love that.
And I had like a big bun on top of my head and like my collar was buttoned to the top. And I had these little like beak collar clips, a good lip. I basically called myself, like, a fashionable Mormon.
Yeah, that's not
And I was like,
look.
This is a look. If I take this jacket off, it falls apart.
It is not the look.
Yeah. Nope, that is not the look. This is staying together.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm very stubborn in that way. I relate to the story.
But yeah, and I think sometimes you just, like, need to make yourself rules to be like, and this is what we're working with.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone has those. It's just, it varies from person to person.
Yeah, for sure. Like, what you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try and push myself every now and again.
Yeah.
With, like, trendy looks or whatever, but I definitely do fall back on the things that feel safe for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. You want to feel, I think, I love, like, when you can feel somebody's confidence on them before they even speak. And I love that. And that's something I, like, really work to aspire for, like, to.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
Yeah. Are there any current trends that you're trying out that...
I joked earlier about, like, my double life.
Yeah.
Like, my, like, work life, conservative, corporate, and then my, like, femme queer life.
Yeah.
And personal world. And one of the looks I've been trying to do is, like, a more, like, sportsy andro queer look.
Okay.
Like,
like a good jogger and a t-shirt with a cap sleeve and a mm-hmm. hat and like, or like a button up or whatever. And I don't feel entirely comfortable in that look, but I love seeing it on other people and mm-hmm. they look so cool. And so I've been pushing myself a little bit to try and dress more. I'm definitely never going to look androgynous, but yeah. trying to wear androgynous fashion.
Okay.
It looks so cool.
I feel like I could also be very, very wrong, but maybe it's just like the circles I run in and what I am seeing, like the media I'm seeing, but I feel like that is very much in right now.
For sure.
Of just this like vague androgynous look where it's just like, everyone wears makeup, and everyone wears a blazer, yeah. and everyone's wearing florals, and it's great.
It's super trendy. And I think a lot of folks think of androgynous as, like, more feminine, I'm using air quotes again, feminine bodies looking more masculine and using andro that way. But what I love seeing now, and maybe it's just a product of living in a big city, but I have seen so much androgynous working the other way, where mm-hmm. like more masculine-presenting people are coming towards the center of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I think it's so...
like, yeah, that definitely is happening, I would say, more in Toronto than, like, Halifax specifically. Yeah. I think Halifax is very much... I think it's just, like, a more lady queer space.
For sure.
Or, like, feminine queer space, or however you want to phrase that, where it, yeah, it is, like, a female... coated body mm-hmm. in more masculine coated clothing.
Yeah.
And that's how that's presenting, as opposed to, yeah, definitely in Toronto, there are more like masculine bodies
mm-hmm.
presenting very femme, or like playing around with that and just like yeah. fucking with gender.
Because gender is a social construct and a lie. Right?
Yep.
It doesn't exist. So I yep. love when people are like, no, fuck your fashion rules. I love this shirt. I'm going to wear it regardless of what my body is.
Yeah.
I just love it so much. Every time I, like, walk down the street and see fashion here, I'm just like, this place is so cool. I yeah. hope this feeling never goes away.
That's
so
nice. I
have, like rose-colored glasses on still. And yeah. I just love it.
Well, how long have you been in Toronto now?
Only 6 months.
Oh, okay.
But I just, like, oh, I just never want that feeling to go away.
Yeah. How has it been, like, because you've lived in a couple different cities.
Mm-hmm.
How have, like, those different cities either informed how you dress mm-hmm. or... Yeah, I guess, how have they informed how you dress?
Yeah. So, I'm from London, Ontario, yeah. which is, I don't know, I think has a reputation for being pretty conservative.
That's
and
fair.
Kind of stuffy.
well, like, yeah, because it's, for those of you who don't know, it's like a university town
yeah,
and then residential.
Exactly, yeah, there's really no in between. So, I went to high school there and I went to arts high school there, and I started being weird then, wearing... really high-waisted shorts, clashing patterns, wearing funny hats, all that stuff. And then took that to Halifax with me and felt very comfortable. And then when I moved to Calgary, which is a very conservative place, I was working on 8th, or not 8th Avenue. Yeah, I think it was on 8th. Just like the financial district of Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I did not belong there. It is very, very... conservative in its fashion and not very unique, and everyone looks very hip but in like a rich way. Like you'd be wearing like a really nice like $60 white t-shirt,
yeah,
you know, like that kind of
like very safe hip. But very expensive,
yeah. And I just didn't fit in because I just didn't,
yeah.
And, I really found that my fashion there, I was going to university when I was there too and working downtown, so I was in this weird space where I was like dressing too fancy for university and going to school with people who are like nearly a decade younger than me.
Yeah.
And also needing to be dressed well enough that I could leave class and go to work.
Oh.
So it was this weird balance of finding things that didn't make me feel like an old fart at school and like,
yeah,
fitting in with dress code downtown. So that was interesting. And then coming back to, or I lived in London for a while last year and found the same like, dressing for work was really challenging because I just kind of wore like whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody in London anymore. I just was yeah. going to work. And
had everyone that you knew left?
Everyone, that's the thing. Everyone leaves, right? So.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Does everyone come to Toronto or is it just yeah. like.
Or yeah. like to like Vancouver to go to school or like whatever. Montreal,
yeah.
That kind of...
I feel like there are some people that I bump into when I go back home. But yeah, I feel like most people, if anything, I ran into a guy that I went to elementary school with. He works at Sonic Boom now. I'm pretty sure it's him. And I was just like, what?
You're like, but how? So weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the most comfortable I've ever felt in my fashion has been, like, I guess since moving here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's weird. People can literally wear whatever they want here.
Yeah.
I can wear whatever I want when I leave the house, and I know I'm not going to be the most unique one on the streetcar. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I also don't know anybody here, so that I don't have any expectations to look a certain way at any point.
Did you find that in Halifax? Yeah. It's basically the size of a postage stamp, mm-hmm. so you're going to run into people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you have to, like, think about that as well, of, like, you can't just, like, schlub out of the house, go to Needs, get what you want, and come back home, because, like, you're gonna run into four people.
Yes.
Either they will also be at Needs, they will also be wondering about, or they'll just be, like, chilling on their porch.
And they're gonna invite you over, and then you're out for the night wearing a crop top and sweatpants.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. For me, it would be, like, cut off denim, yeah. a tank top, and my Birkenstocks.
Yeah. Yeah. The worst, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I've never really thought about that familiarity with clothes in cities before and how it relates to the spaces you're in. I've never thought of that.
It makes sense, though. I feel like that came up a little, like, every so often in my master's was just, like, city personalities, and mm-hmm. it typically was, Toronto is very gray as mm-hmm. an aesthetic. I think Vancouver is also very gray.
Do you mean gray in, like, color palette?
Color palette.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, the city is physically gray, mm-hmm. and therefore, especially in the winter, like,
yeah.
the snow is mushy and gray. The sky is gray, the city is gray, the ground is gray, like, everything is just gray. So you dress that way, because yeah. I think, like, I remember talking, I went to, like, a presentation by a, like, up-and-coming line, I don't remember their name, but yeah, they were trying to, like, make collections based off of the personalities of cities.
Ooh.
And so they were like, what the fuck does Toronto look like? And so it's, like,
trash and the color gray.
It's, like, monochromatic, so, like, black, white, gray.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, wool and leather.
Oh.
Which I think makes sense.
It does make sense, but I feel like that would then result in, like, a very season-specific collection.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think this was, like, a fall-winter collection.
Oh, okay.
So it made sense, but it was just, like, there's no color. Like, Toronto is not, like, a colorful city.
It's really not.
Yeah, and I remember a friend of mine, Claire, she's a jeweler from NASCAD.
Mm-hmm.
She's back in Nova Scotia now, but I think, because she's very much informed by her environment, I think her aesthetic from between collections, from, like, being in Toronto to being back in Halifax, changed.
Interesting.
Because she, I think part of her practice is, like, she goes running, so she'll, like, run the city and kind of take a look at the city, and then kind of that'll inform her work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Toronto is informing her work a specific way, and then Halifax is informing her work in a specific way.
I love that.
So I think that can also, yeah, the city personalities can inform you that way.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I never want to, I'm never going to buy gray for the rest of the time I live here. I'll never.
I just like, yeah, I just don't like gray. Because again, like similar to things being monochromatic and mm-hmm. all black, I'm like,
yeah.
no, it makes me sad.
Oh, sin.
As I say, as I'm wearing like a
black
top and denim.
But it's like you've got a cute little cuffed ankle and
yeah.
like cute little like kind of faux halter. Like it's not just like.
Like,
yeah.
Also, the crotch of these pants are so, like, ripped up that I've, like, patched and patched and patched them.
Like, it's a look.
It is a look. It's called Sashiko Boro.
Is it the stitch technique?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically
hashtag
like
art school. Yeah.
Visual mending. Although it's, like, the worst. Like, I never have taken a class on it. I've just, like, looked at a demo online and was like, yeah, I can do that. I also just can't bring myself to get rid of these pants because I got them for $10 at Value Village. Like, these pants owe me nothing.
Yeah.
But it's such the softest denim. And I'm just like,
you've worn them in really well.
Yeah. yeah. And I feel like pants are such a thing.
They are.
Yeah. That you're just like, you find a pair and you're like, I'm never letting you go.
You will always be mine.
Yeah, basically. Or you like learn what fits at a certain store.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and I will go back. I think because I've shifted a lot into thrifting and secondhand, that it's just, I think that's why I won't let these go. Because I'm like, I am not guaranteed.
There's like some luck involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like that day, just like lucked into it. Yeah. Who is your style icon, or do you have any style icons?
Oh. Do you know who? I don't really have like a style icon.
Mm-hmm.
I have like a style aesthetic that I always look at.
Yeah.
That is not a complete sentence, but I feel like you're getting the vibe.
Yeah.
Do you know any sort of androgynous fashion? So if I say Erica Linder, do you know who
No.
That is? Should I, like, Google a picture so you can
see? Yes, please.
Okay. So, it's, like, I really love, I'm trying to think. Or, like, Rain Dover. I think that's how you say their name.
Okay.
They're both very androgynous-looking women.
Okay.
I love that kind of look. I'm trying to think of, like, I'm also super into, like a Hillary Clinton style pantsuit.
You know? You definitely listened to Katie's episode.
I only made it halfway through.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. When I asked her, she was like Hillary Clinton.
Really? Oh my God. Yeah. I love a good power suit. When I was like a kid and thought about like how I'd be successful in my future, I never really thought about the job that I'd do, but I always thought about how I'd be wearing a power suit.
That's amazing. And then you went to art school.
And then I went to art school and like, no, never.
You wear the power suits to the openings.
Yeah. Like the one power suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that look so much. Like the clean lines and just something really fitted. I just love it.
I feel like that speaks to, I could be like grasping at straws, but I feel like that speaks to you as a printmaker and through your practice of like
clean everything lines must be perfect.
And very precise and like everything is thought out. And then, which makes me think, I don't know if you remember this conversation, but when we were working together and you were talking, no, it's when we took alt processes together.
Ooh.
And I think you were talking about how like the standard practice in printmaking is that you have a raw edge to all of the edges of your print. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the whole like meter stick, you just tear and like let it be. But you were just like gauche rule breaker, like against the grain. And you would like exacto knife your edges. And I guess it was like a point of discussion.
Paper murder. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a point of discussion with like your faculty and with those in your class. Yeah. And you were just like, I just like a clean line.
I just like things when they're perfect.
Yeah. I just need everything to have a perfect spot. Everything has its place.
Yeah.
Nothing out of order. Clean lines.
Yes, definitely. There's a little bit of context to that too. There's this like whole traditional printmaking thing where everything is perfect and everything's great and like you follow these like standard rules for how things look. And then there's this other side of printmaking that is, like, considered more dirty printmaking, and you end up with fingerprints on stuff, and it's more about, like, the actual content of the work versus, like, what your print, like, everything outside of the print looks like. So I think there was a point in my degree where I was, like, these are the rules, and I understand where they're coming from, but I think they're stupid, and these are the things that I actually like, and, like,
I think that's the point of growth. Like, I think that's... Did that happen, like, third year, fourth year?
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I feel like that's definitely how it happens. Yeah. And I think because, like, ideally you have learned all of the technical rules by that point, that you can be like, yes, I will continue with this, like, history or whatever.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be like, no, I'm going to do something else.
Yeah. I'm an adult who's autonomous and I respect the rules, but this is what I like.
Yeah. But I think it is that, like, that is how you show that you understand the rules because you can then be like, and I'm going against it because I understand XYZ.
Yeah.
So I can produce this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I feel like when you listen back on this, it's just going to be, I feel like you could make a compilation of clips of me going, I love it.
Oh, it's so good. I think that's like it for questions. Okay. So we'll do some fun, like, I guess technically they're called segments, but I keep calling them wrap-up games.
Wrap-up games.
Yeah. We'll do a round of Intuit, where I will name some trends for you.
Oh, okay.
And you can say whether you like them or not, whether you are into them. And you can just give it, like, Intuit, yes, no, if you want. Or you can expand, if you like.
Okay.
So, ruffles.
No.
No?
Okay. Unless it's, like, on, like, a cute little baby. But, like, for a grown-up.
No, not even, like, those, like, I feel like it's coming back, because there's, like, a 70s revival, so, like...
It's, like, the big collar.
Yeah, the big collar, and, like, the flared sleeve with the ruffles.
I love a good, like, bell sleeve. I love that. But as far as, like, these, like, flappy ruffles, I just feel like that, like, I'm, like, coming out of it. I don't like that.
Yeah. This is my own, like, this is my own shit, but, like... Because it's a lot of, like 40-plus women wearing, like, a nice blouse. And I think it's to, like, add interest to the blouse. But it's just, like, those ruffles down the front. And I'm like, It looks like labia to me.
I was going to say that when I said coming out, but then I wasn't sure if, like, that was a direction you wanted to take. But whatever. It reminds me, you know, that what's that music video that just came
Pink
out?
Pink by Janelle Monáe with Tessa Thompson out. Is, like, the clitoris.
That's on what I imagine when I wear a blouse with any sort of, like, neck detail. I'm like, I just look like I'm being birthed. Like, not for me. No.
I know. I'm the same. I think, because in my mind, like, my mental image, I'm very broad, and so I feel like I will play with prints and things like that, but I think anything else, like, coming off of my body, like, ruffles, frills, whatever, it's also just, like, not my version of, like, playing with femme aesthetics.
Yeah, I respect that.
And so I'm just, like, and then I just feel like it makes me look, like, bigger and more, and I'm just, like, ugh.
I very much relate to that, yeah.
Also, I think because in, like, through my art practice, because there was just, like, stuff around...
And it's so like I was like, a hazard.
Yes! It's like, I don't want things flapping off of me. I can't have things, like, strangling off of me. Like, yeah. No. Like, it's a hazard. Like, it could end up in chemistry. Mm-hmm. I could get caught on something. Yeah, like, no thank you. I learned from, like, the turn of the century when, oh my gosh, so many people died because, like, their skirts were so big or, like, their big hair ornaments caught fire. Shit. Like, that was a big thing in my master's was just, like, learning about, like, Victorian fashion and how a lot of people died in fires because of their clothes.
Oh my god.
Yep. And then also, like, the shirt waist factory fire of, like, 18-something or other, or, like, 1911. Oh, I don't remember. But yeah, that was a thing.
So, definitely no ruffles.
No ruffles. Oh. How do you feel about, dresses over pants or jeans?
I don't like that.
No?
No. I'm sweating right now. I'm so sweaty. Like, that seems hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. cargo shorts.
No.
Rhinestones.
No.
I like how your nose are like, no.
Absolutely not. No.
Crocs. Animal print.
I love a good, like, can I say the word
slutty? Yeah?
Like, a good, like, pointy, tall, slutty leopard heel. Like, I fucking love that.
Have you watched Ali Wong's latest comedy special?
No.
Oh my gosh, I feel like you would love it.
She's the pregnant woman, right?
Yeah, the pregnant one. in both her specials. But yeah, because, like, her first one, she was pregnant with her first child, second one pregnant with second child, and in the intro for, like, her second one, she talks about, like, now that she's a mother and all this stuff, and she's like, I have fallen into this, like, mother uniform where, like, I love rhinestones and animal prints. And then the joke is, she's like, because you need to put the sparkle back in your life because your child's taken it away from you.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so you said you like a bell sleeve. What about bell-bottom jeans?
No, absolutely not.
All right. what about, like, the center part? I feel like the center part's coming back.
It's so trendy now. I think I only hate it because I can't pull it off and I'm, like, really jealous. Because I think it looks kind of cool on some people.
Why do you feel like you can't pull it off?
I have a giant cowlick on the front of my hair. And, like, it's, like, I don't know, it's, like, right here or something. So if I do a center part, it's, like, no, absolutely not. I think the detest for the center part comes from pure jealousy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, fair. I feel like I also can't pull it off because I feel like I have too long of a face. No. So I just have, like, long horse face if I do, like, a center part.
Never say that. No, you're beautiful. No.
Thank you. Pre-distressed jeans.
Like, distressed as in, like, there's holes in them, or distressed as in, like, those white lines?
Like, pre-distressed, well, I guess, like, however you interpret it. Okay.
I like a good knee hole.
Really?
Yeah. Or, like, I saw some, I guess only on the internet, but, like, holes, like, along the butt cheeks. Like,
really?
Just, like, ripped, distressed. I like it, I'll admit. But it has to be the right kind of denim, like a baggy
style. I feel like that has to be in tandem with, like, the 90s comeback, where it's that, like, loose-fitting, like, high-waisted mom jean.
Yeah. I like that look a lot.
Yeah. You can't have, like, a tight-fitted pant with, like, all these holes in it.
No. Absolutely not. No. I like that look, this distressed jean look with, like, a crisp white t-shirt and then, like, a lip or, like, something that's a little bit more purposeful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like if everything was kind of distressed, then it's still like, what's happening here?
School. Like, when do you graduate?
You are poor. You are a student. Fringe. How do you feel about fringe?
Fringe. Oh, like tassel-y things?
Yeah.
I think that goes back to, like, the Hazard ruffle. I'm not into it.
I feel you on that. I think yeah. I see it on other people. I'm like,
that looks cool.
That looks cool.
Like a leather jacket with, like,
yeah.
That looks cool.
Or, like, I don't know, like, yeah, like, more of, like, a tassel-y fringe mm-hmm. or, like, a nice fringe purse. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like.
Like, I'm definitely going to get caught in a door or the subway.
Yeah. Like, oh, God. No. Have you ever gotten caught in, like, trying to exit the bus on the back door and your purse just, like
gets. Absolutely not. My friend told me about this guy she saw try and run for the subway at Union.
Oh, no.
Jammed his hand in it because it goes doo-doo and then like a second. He put his hand in, started flapping his arm around on the inside. So everyone was like not laughing, but like, oh my God. He gets the door open, gets on. She said that it was like pin drop silence of people like trying to control their laughter. The next stop, he got off the street, the car, and like went on another car, and everyone just burst out laughing because I guess his hand in the door must have been like so dramatic. So that's something I think about.
That is that. Oh my god,
the trauma.
That's wild. And then similar to like I think trendy hair looks, like I feel like the wet look, quote unquote, is back.
It is, I would say.
Thoughts?
I don't love it. Like I have pretty curly hair, so I can't wash it that often.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not by choice. It's just, like, I can't wash it that often.
Can you speak more about that? Because I feel like I do not have curly hair. The best I have is, like, a light wave.
You've got, like, a nice wave. Yeah, no. I spent so many years. So, with curly hair, like, and, like, I'm only speaking, obviously, for my experience with it.
Yeah.
Like, hair's not super curly, but, like, the more you wash it, the curls kind of, like, separate and you end up with frizz.
Okay.
And so, like. Even with, like, the best conditioners, it really needs, like, its own oil in there.
Yeah.
So I don't, wash my hair, like, maybe once a week.
And yeah.
And in the last, like, couple of months, I've been, like, my hair's super processed, product of, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
You know, like, straighteners or whatever. So I've been trying to coax my curl back. And
yeah.
And part of that is literally never washing my hair.
So interesting.
People who are, like, I'm going to put product in it and make it look as greasy as yours has to look. I'm like,
mm-mm. Yeah, for me, it comes back to, I think, like, bathing is self-care. Like, this morning, part of why I was late to getting here was because I was like, you have to shower and you have to wash your hair because of, like, my work schedule. I do not shower in the morning.
Yeah,
like, cannot be bothered.
No.
I'm going to sleep instead.
Sleep is self-care.
Yeah. Yeah. Just basic needs of self-care. Paying your bills is self-care. Legitimately, though.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, so, like, it's, like, in the evening I want to, I'm, like, okay, I'll shower when I get home from work, but then it's, like, well, I want to sit down, I want to have a snack, and then I, like, start working on a project, or I just, like, get really lazy, and then it's 8 o'clock, and I'm, like, there have been times where, like, I pushed myself in, and I was, like, you just have to shower, so you're showering at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But then you're sleeping on wet hair, and, like, that's not a good time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, this week, I think I washed my hair Monday. Yeah. It is Saturday.
It looks good.
Thank you. Yeah. But, yeah, it's just, like, I think because, so that's a long way of saying, yeah, like, because my hair is unwashed a lot of the time, and I do very strategic styling of it,
mm-hmm.
that I'm, like, why are you choosing to fill your hair with product and, like, make it all slicked back when I am struggling right now and my hair is disgusting?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Ugh, yeah. We'll do a quick round of this or that.
Okay.
So I'm going to name two things, and you're going to say which one you prefer.
This, I feel, is going to be hard. Okay, I'm ready.
Just go with what feels right. Stripes or plaid?
Stripes.
Okay. Florals or polka dots?
Florals.
I feel like based off of your wardrobe, yes.
Yeah, I'm, like, looking behind you, I can see six things that are floral and one that is striped.
Dressed up or dressed down?
Dressed up.
All right. Heels or flats?
Heels.
I feel like that I did not expect from you, because I guess, like, you're not going to wear heels to school. You're not going to wear heels when we work with, like, children.
No. Oh, my God, no. I love heels. They make me feel powerful and sexy. And flats make me feel pragmatic. And there's nothing wrong with either of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if coming from, like a self-care place, I'm going to wear heels if I want to feel dope. Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Fair. Also, yeah. I don't know about you, but, like, I love the sound that a heel makes when you're walking.
Mm-hmm.
It is, like, announcing yourself. And in my mind, oh, my gosh, is it Ludacris? Ludacris move, bitch, plays in my head when I wear heels. And I don't know about you, but, like, I will, sometimes I'll just, like, be like, walk, 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 walk. And other times I'll be like, I am stepping with purpose.
Absolutely.
And you will move.
Yes.
So, yeah. Makeup or natural?
That's a hard one. I think I'm really trying to do, like, natural.
Yeah.
As of late. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, again, like, if I want to feel fancy, I'm going to...
Yeah.
Put on foundation. I'm going to put on my tinted moisturizer.
I mean, fair. Yeah. Dress or pants?
Dress.
Jean jacket or leather jacket?
Jean jacket. All
right. Minimalist or embellished?
Minimalist.
Yeah. I feel like... online shopping or in-person shopping?
Online shopping.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Is that just, like, introvertedness and not wanting to have to interact
Absolutely.
With people?
Yeah.
I mean,
that.
Fair.
Yeah. Plus, I feel like a lot of the stores that are... Like, have flagship stores, flagship.
Yeah.
Have physical stores versus, like, an online store. There's always so much more content online that
yeah.
you can pick from.
True.
Or that I can find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And the grand final question. If you were a garment, what garment would you be?
A sun hat. I would be that.
That center sun hat? Your white sun hat?
With the polka dot chiffon.
Okay, I'll definitely get some photos of that.
Yeah.
I love how quickly people are answering that question.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like, Grant, I feel like there has been, like, a little bit of humming and hawing. Also, you were, like, my fifth interview. But some people are just like, this.
There was a second in my head where I was like, you should think about that and think of something that's, like, political and important and relevant. And that the thing that came out was like,
sun hat.
That is exactly, like, no, no.
What is it about the sun hat that you're like, that is what I would be?
I have... only worn that sun hat maybe twice
yeah.
since I bought it. And I've owned it for almost a decade. And it's just perched always in my bedroom up on the thing. And I think there's something so effortless and elegant and beautiful about a good sun hat.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got a sun hat last summer.
Don't you feel so beautiful when you wear it?
Yeah. And you're just like... I am wearing... Maybe it comes back to like when people used to wear hats and that was just the standard. And it was just like... And also I think... Your head is all together, like, mm-hmm. there's a hat, there's a face with makeup, or what, maybe not, but you're like, head, shoes, good, I'm Perfect. Put together.
It reminds, sun hats remind me of that painting that we studied in art history that I don't remember the name of, but it's just people sitting on the shore of, like, a lake, and there's trees around, and they're just, like, couples of people, and, like, all of the women are wearing sun hats.
That Cézanne painting?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like... Very painterly. And
yeah.
Like,
is it the stip, like, the pointillism one?
Yeah.
Is it Cézanne? No. Seurat. Georges Seurat.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
It's really
there's...
saturated?
The yes. Colors?
Yeah.
Like, it was in Ferris Bueller?
I've never seen Ferris Bueller. Don't judge me.
Whatever. I don't care. There are so many, like, classic, quote-unquote classic movies
yeah.
that I've never seen, but I can talk about ad nauseum, because it's just, like, so part of the culture. And then I'll be like, oh, no, I've never seen that. And people are like, what? And I'm like...
I just know these facts.
I watched a lot of, like, TV as a child.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you just, like, feel very, like, elegant and...
Yeah, because that painting was of the bourgeois and, like, these ritzy, dumbass people. And, like, but there's something I like about the air of it. I don't know. I don't see myself as, like, a ritzy, dumbass person. But
yeah,
that air is there.
Yeah, I think there probably is something of, like, leisure time to
leisure
it,
time.
Where you're like,
yeah.
I'm wearing my hat because, like, I am not wearing my sun hat, like, on the subway
right.
at my, like, 7:30 a.m. commute. Like, no, that is my, like, I'm going to the park to, like, enjoy my time and I'm going to have my, like, leisure time.
I love that. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Jess, for coming on the podcast. If people want to, like, see what you're up to or, like, your work. Is there, do you have social media that you would like to plug or?
I just have my Instagram. It's mostly stories of me making inappropriate jokes in public of signs and, like, just weird innuendos and stuff.
I really enjoy selfies as self-care.
Yes, that is a new thing I'm trying out. So I have that. I don't know how to.
What's your handle?
Oh, it's Jess. LWTHR, Jess Lothar.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then I post, like, the photos that I actually post tend to be more narrative.
Yeah.
Try and play a little bit
That's it. That's the only way anybody can ever find me.
Unless you, like, happen to stumble upon you, like, in public.
Public, wearing something weird.
I mean, fair.
Yeah.
And if you want to get follow along the podcast on Instagram, you can follow along at Talk Clothes Podcast. Or if you want to get in touch with me, you can email talkclothes@gmail.com. And until next time, I will bid you adieu, lovely listeners. So cute. You can just like hear the birds chirping.
Aww.
Because it's not a dedicated mic.